I'm Kevin Killeen along with
Emma T-Shed.
And this is Cornflakes. Sometimes, Amity, you just wish you had Wonder Woman superpower skills. Amity has a story about something that happened to her and her beloved family member where she wished she had some powers. And then after that, we're going to tell them what we're going to tell them next about our childhood.
True stories of running away from home.
Amity and I both ran away from home, although not together.
No, I don't think that would have been possible.
All right, well, set this up. It was a fine night, a fine early fall night to walk the dog.
Correct, yep. Last night.
Something bad happened.
Right at twilight, right when the sun was going down. But it wasn't too dark because I don't walk in the dark by myself. But I was taking my dogs for a walk after work, and I was walking up the street. And just to give you a picture of what I look like, I have two dogs. One's very small, one's very big, Oscar and Patty. I had Oscar in one hand and Patty in the other, and I had my cell phone in my hand too. So I have full hands.
Now, in other words, you're holding the dogs or the leashes?
The leashes to each.
So they're tugging you along.
Yes. Per usual, yes. Dragging me along.
And all of a sudden.
Yeah, the fence across the street creaks open. And
out comes Cujo. Dripping saliva and blood.
Wasn't that intense?
How big was this dog?
He was probably 70 pounds at least, because Patty is 50 pounds, so he was bigger than her. So.
And your dogs are quivering, you know.
It was a straight-on attack. Like, there was no time to think about it. The dog came charging for us, and so Patty, my pit bull mix, is very protective, so she instantly starts fighting back. And so these two dogs that are big and strong are like.
And you still have the leash.
And I still have the leash.
So are you getting twined and wrapped
around
your legs?
I'm getting twined. I'm trying to wrap up Patty's leash. And my little dog is just like frozen, yeah. Like I'm dragging a.
And probably there was a policeman nearby, so we came to help you.
Absolutely not.
What about neighbors rushed out?
I had no help at all. I'm yelling, you know, hey, hey, hey. I'm yelling at my dog, their dog, all, you know. And
how
I'm
long
like,
did this go on?
It felt like 3 minutes. It probably went on for like
a Hitchcock
30
attack,
seconds.
The birds, but it's the
it
dogs.
Was. I know we make light of it now, but last night I was like, surely someone's going to hear me and come out and help
was
me.
Was there blood drawn?
My dog did get a scratch on her chest. That's pink, like fur's missing, but it did not bleed. No.
And how did it finally end?
Here's the kicker. So. I wrap up Patty's leash, and I'm dragging my little dog, Oscar, who's just frozen, back towards my house, and I'm trying to kick away this other big dog that won't leave us alone. And
what kind of shoes did you have on?
Flip-flops.
So open-toed flip-flops?
Yes.
Have you got some strong toenails, or was there any sort of weaponry involved?
I was relying on my voice to scare the dog, and it did not help.
How did that go?
It did not help. And so I see this couple about my age walking up towards me, and mm-hmm. I'm like, surely this couple heard yeah. me.
Are they engaged?
They saw
and
me.
Looking around? Are they
the woman is staring right at me. The guy is on his cell phone. And I'm
loser.
I'm yelling, still yelling at this dog, like, hey, back up or whatever. And I'm like, surely they see me struggling with my dogs. They hear me. They just keep walking at a snail's pace. And I finally say, like, hey, this other dog that's loose is not mine. And he goes in that fence.
No.
So thanks. Like, get your butt over here and help me out.
Oh, so there, it was the couple's dog?
No.
But they're just
I couldn't.
Home.
I didn't have hands to get this dog away. And they were lollygagging around, having the time of their life, ignoring me. And then finally the lady, she looks at me. She goes, okay. Like the most millennial okay I've ever heard in my life. Like,
how does that go?
Okay.
Oh, sort of like realizing you're not just a hologram
yes.
in their reality. But
yeah.
maybe she should.
Maybe she should
address you.
Whatever.
Acknowledge you.
Yeah. And the guy, never a word, didn't make eye contact with me, kept scrolling on his phone. Late 20s, my age. Yeah.
Now, you see, if he were a 20th century man, he would have thrown down his coat.
Gosh, I hope so. My husband, and I told my husband later on, I was like, you know, if that were us walking, I would obviously see myself struggling or this whoever struggling, and I would say, do you need a hand? Do you need help? I would have said something.
They're just
attached. Yeah. Completely in their own world. Well, dog's getting attacked and I don't have hands to help. Like, I was just at a loss and I was like, do I call 911?
They probably thought, she doesn't have the app for this. She should be on her phone calling for help.
Gosh. And then, get this. The story goes on just a little more. So then I walk my dog. I finish the walk because they're generally fine. And I drop them off at the house and I walk up to the house where the dog escaped because I'm like, I don't know if millennial woman put the dog back in the gate or not. I didn't trust her at all. So I went up to the porch and there's a sign on it that says security camera in use. I'm like, great. So that's these are probably, weirdos.
That's for when they have packages delivered.
Yeah.
With all their food.
Something. And doorbell, ring it twice, no answer.
So people just aren't involved. They're not with it.
No. And then she opens the door, the woman, after I knock.
The dog owner.
The dog owner opens the door, doesn't, no, sorry, she doesn't open the door. She peeps through her blinds and stares at me for like 5 seconds. And I'm like, hi, what am I supposed to do? Like,
she didn't come out and address you.
I'm literally wearing a cheetah sweatshirt and flip-flops. Like, what am I going to do to you?
How dangerous can you be?
Exactly. And so then she opens the door and leaves the screen door shut, and she's talking to me through the screen door. Yeah. I'm like, that's really rude.
Send me an email about it. I'm busy.
Might as well. Can you call me next week? I said, hey, by the way, your dog got out and kind of gave us a scare and kind of beat my dog up a little bit. I didn't know if he got back in the fence or not. She's like, yeah, he's fine. Okay, well, your fence is broken, so you might want to fix that. And
sometimes
I just wanted to let you know.
You wish you had those superpower skills. What would you have done if you had any, you know, like a Wonder Woman skill? What would you have done to that dog?
Give it a high kick in the face back to its fence. Gosh, I was so aggravated. Yes, Wonder Woman would have handled it a lot better than I did.
She would have like pointed at that dog and would have flown.
She
to
would have grown
Corey.
Another hand to be to like push this dog aside, and she would have given that lady a piece of her mind. But me, I'm like, yeah, okay, just want to let you know, bye. You know, super sweet me. Ooh, I was so mad.
So you went home and told your husband about it.
I went home and stewed about it. Then he got home from work, and I said, you would never guess what kind of day I had.
Well, we've had a similar problem with our neighbor has three little dogs, and that's not them. But they bark like
for
it's like three Totos from Wizard
Tiny
of Oz.
Tiny dogs, yeah.
And you can't go out in the backyard and just in our backyard and just like the sound of the storm door banging sets them off,
mm-hmm.
and they are yiping and jumping and it goes on and on. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost suggesting, can we get your dogs like shock collars and I could have one of the remote controls?
Yeah, I'm sure they would go for that.
And then the lady, you know, she's a nice lady, but she comes out, she's a little older, and she comes out and she says, yipey, come on in. Come on, don't bark at everybody, yipey. And it's ruined the quality of life. Everybody likes to have a dog.
I get that. I know, but geez. I mean, I keep track of my dog when I let him out in the backyard. I know what's going on. But these people were nowhere to be found.
Sometimes you just want to run away from it all.
Yeah.
Hey, when I was a kid, I found out that you and I both ran away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing for you now. This was the movie that influenced a generation of grade schoolers to try to break out, The Great Escape with Steve McQueen. And they're digging tunnels.
I remember this. I've actually seen this one. I remember it, yeah.
That's the...
If that's your hopeless attempts to escape,
we're going
to
devote our energy.
That's the principal of the school where I went. And so there were a lot of kids who were affected by this and Hogan's Heroes that, you know, you need to somehow break away and be yourself and get outside the fence, snip the barbed wire, dig a tunnel, shock up the system. And some of my friends staged a 5-man breakout that I missed out on, and I was so upset about that I got Danny Brennan a couple weeks later. The five who escaped, they came back, but
mm-hmm.
I got Danny Brennan in the fifth grade to, you know, say, we should break out. We should get out of this grade school, get away from these nuns. And we ran out, and we were gone for most of one fall afternoon. It was starting to get cold, and our parents were looking for us, and we had gone into town to steal some supplies, like some Switzer's licorice. And
so how old were you?
Fifth grade.
So 10, 9, 10, 11-ish?
Yeah. So okay. What is that? You know, it's about 10 years old. So, yeah. You know, we were going to get to the freight yard or the freight trains on the Missouri Pacific line and take off. But my friend, we were lingering around where they used to sell Post Dispatches in the evening, and some kids would sell them while they smoked mm-hmm. Marlboros, and they had a little tin can full of fire to warm themselves by. And the one of the kids was my accomplice's older brother. He said, "Hey, Danny, Mom's looking for you tonight. You're in big trouble."
Uh-oh.
He says, "I don't care. I'm running away." He says, "We're having meatloaf tonight." And he looked at me and said, "Kevin, I need to go home." So I was all by myself.
Meatloaf was too good.
And, you know, I lingered for a while in a sewage culvert. But the problem with my childhood was that my parents, they were too nice. And I really didn't have any reason against them
right.
or my home life. And I kind of felt sorry for them that they're out looking for me and calling
the
police.
Oh, yeah.
I was just trying to be, you know, like the Great Escape. Beat little 10-year-old Steve McQueen. But what about you? I was shocked to hear that. I mean, you're like...
Well, the story's not really that shocking.
You ran away from home?
I ran away from home. I was probably 5. I was very young. And when I say run away from home, I mean I ran away from my house into my backyard.
And you were 5?
Yes, I was 5. And my parents had made me mad about something, obviously not important, and I scribbled a note and I taped it to my door, my bedroom door.
You could write notes when you were 5? That's terrific.
Maybe I was 6. I don't know.
It must have been a
8.
Single syllable note.
It wasn't pretty looking by any means, but I taped it to my shut bedroom door. I shut it so they knew I was gone.
What did the note say?
Oh, I've run away. I'm never coming back. Something like that, you know.
What
typical
was the
kid
issue
stuff.
That touched this off?
My dad was at work at the time, so it was my mom must have done something to make me really mad. I honestly can't remember what it was.
Yeah, but then you hit the
I ran away to the backyard. I packed a I don't even know if I packed anything, and I went to our swing set, and I was just out there hiding on my swing set. Okay, anyway, my dad came
that
home
was
from
it?
Work.
Oh. I thought you were at the Greyhound bus stop.
No, I just went to my back. I'm a rule follower, so I'm going to run away, but not really, so I don't get in trouble.
So you ran away within a fenced backyard.
I absolutely did, yes. And my mom, I guess, didn't want to deal with it. And so I was out there for a little bit, and my dad came home from work, and he came out and found me, obviously. And he said, "You know, your sister is really upset that you're gone. You really need to go in there and apologize to her and tell her that you're okay." So he guilt tripped me. And I'm the big sister, and I have a little sister 2 years younger than me. And so I'm like, well, I can't leave Brenda behind. I didn't even think about my sister. I was so mad at my mom. So then I went back inside and all was well. I don't remember getting in trouble for it. My dad laid the guilt trip on me. Like.
And you never ran away since?
No. No.
She's Amity Shedd, and I'm Kevin Killeen, and that
is Cornflakes.
All the world is waiting for you and the power you possess.